California regulators vote to increase monthly fixed charges for utility customers. The California Public Utility Commission approved a proposal May 9 to raise fixed charges for most electricity customers to $24.15 a month, with lower charges for those enrolled in programs for low-income residents. Customers of the state's largest investor-owned utilities, including Pacific Gas and Electric, Southern California Edison, and San Diego Gas and Electric will be affected by the change starting in 2025 and 2026, depending on the utility provider. In addition to the amount of electricity used, families of four earning up to $60,000 annually and enrolled in the California Alternate Rates for Energy program, which offers 30% to 35% discounts on usage rates known as CARE, will pay monthly fixed charges of $6. The same size household earning $60,001 to $75,000 a year and enrolled in the Family Electric Rate Assistance Program known as FERA, which offers 18% rate discounts, will pay about $12. Initiated by the passage of Assembly Bill 205 in 2022, which ordered a tiered fixed rate charge based on customers' income, the Commission approved the plan with weeks to spare before the July 1 deadline. Officials of the Utility Commission said such was needed to help meet the state's sustainability targets. This billing plan that's required by the legislature is really, at its foundation, a key lever to help propel us toward our decarbonization goals, Alice Bushing Reynolds, president of the Utility Commission, said during the hearing. Our electricity rate design needs to evolve to meet this moment in time. Fixed charges are currently $10.12 for most accounts and $5.06 for the lowest income households. Commissioners believe the change will help reduce ratepayers' bills going forward when electricity use is expected to skyrocket as the state intends to mandate households and businesses to switch to electric appliances. While monthly fixed rates are increasing, Ms. Reynolds suggested that customers could benefit from the change because electricity charged per kilowatt hour will be reduced between 5 to 7 cents. Mathematically, ratepayers that use less energy will see bills increase because the savings from the reduced cost per hour will not equate to the higher fixed rate charge, while those using more energy could see slight decreases on their bills. Ms. Reynolds said the change is needed because energy use is expected to double in the coming years as the state looks to electrify the economy by mandating electrification of vehicles, homes, and businesses as part of its key climate change fighting strategy. We're marching toward the future we want to see, where we can replace gas-guzzling cars on our roads with EVs that run on clean electricity and emit less pollutants, a future where we replace gas-fired appliances in our homes with all-electric ones, she said. Ms. Reynolds was appointed to head the Utility Commission by California Governor Gavin Newsom in 2021 after previously serving as Senior Advisor for Energy to Mr. Newsom from 2019 to 2021. She additionally served in former Governor Jerry Brown's administration from 2011 to 2019 as a senior advisor for climate and energy and chief counsel and deputy secretary for law enforcement for the California Environmental Protection Agency. Critics said the decision will prove detrimental to ratepayers. From the start, this proposal was poorly constructed and flawed. This fixed rate is uncapped and discourages energy conservation because even if you are energy conscious, you're still hit with a $24 charge, Senator Kelly Sayarto, Republican caucus chair, said in a May 9 press release. All this does is put a bigger burden on working families that are already dealing with the repercussions of unrealistic energy policies that make California unaffordable. A fellow lawmaker agreed and said residents are already paying the price for high utility costs and will be further impacted by the commission's ruling. Families in my district and around the state are struggling to buy food, pay their bills, and fill up their gas tank to get to work, Senator Brian Dahl, vice chair of the Senate's Energy, Utilities, and Communications Committee, said in the same press release. Now Newsom's appointees are adding another $300 to families' already stretched budgets. Unbelievable. Another senator expressed concern that because the plan does not include a cap on the fixed charge, the Utility Commission could increase the price significantly in the future. their rubber stamp approval to add a new $24.15 per month electricity charge is unfair and unjust, Minority Leader Senator Brian W. Jones said in his own press release May 9. Even worse, thanks to Democrat lawmakers, the commission now has the power to jack up this fee whenever they please. $24 today could easily be $100 next year. Now is not the time for more government-mandated fees. One commissioner acknowledged that Californians are concerned about high-priced electric bills and noted that any adjustments to the fixed-rate charge would have to be approved by the commission. But she stopped short of assuring the public that there would be no increase. It's critical that we do not allow the fixed portion of these bills to increase quickly or unreasonably, Darcy Houck said during the hearing. There needs to be careful scrutiny and guardrails placed on any proposed adjustments to a fixed charge. During the public comment portion of the hearing, opponents outnumbered supporters by a wide margin. Multiple individuals said the plan merely shifts energy costs around and suggested the change will negatively affect many ratepayers. This will increase utility bills on households while doing nothing to encourage electrification or getting to the root problem of rising energy costs, Yvette DiCarlo, representing 260 nonprofit organizations, told commissioners before they voted. This policy is regressive, backwards, and, for millions living paycheck to paycheck, raising energy bills could be devastating. A representative for the nonprofit public watchdog said the process was unconstitutional due to a lack of public hearings on the issue. During the meeting, he recommended an independent investigation and suggested postponing the decision. In the days and weeks before the hearing, lawmakers from both sides of the aisle urged caution and attempted to derail the proceeding. Senate Republicans introduced Senate Bill 1326, known as the Cost of Living Reduction Act, seeking to repeal the issue that kickstarted the change AB 205. The measure was ultimately killed by the Senate's Energy Committee. Democratic lawmakers from both houses also introduced Assembly Bill 1999, aimed at preventing the new tiered fixed-rate charge, but that measure also failed to proceed. After passing the five-member utility commission, though Commissioner Matthew Baker recused himself due to his former role as director of the Public Advocate's Office, a state agency that advocates for lower utility bills on a unanimous vote of 4-0, the new charges will start affecting bills in late 2025.